All right. Good morning. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Gimel. So we're going to today pick up with a discussion that we left off with yesterday. We really, unfortunately, had to leave off in the middle of a discussion. So maybe we'll back up a few lines. But what we were talking about was a person who does chalitza and then decides that he wants to be mekadesh his yevama. He wants to do kedushin on his yevama. And we were bringing down a machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim whether that kedushin works, whether it makes a nafkamina if he's mekadesh her l'shem yibum or l'shem kedushin. And so the Gemara is going to delve a little bit deeper into that topic. So we'll probably back up and pick up from the Tanya Yidach on Nun Beis and Mebeis, just so that we're clear in framing the context of that discussion. Then the Gemara is going to continue again, discussing line by line, really, what is learned from all of the various clauses in the Mishnah that we began the fifth parak with. And that's going to carry over onto Nun Gimel and Mebeis. And then hopefully at the end of today's year, at the very end of today's year, we're going to start the sixth parak, and we're going to talk about the various circumstances under which the mitzvah of Yibum can be fulfilled. And as we'll see, it doesn't necessarily require you to have the kavanah to actually fulfill the mitzvah. Rather, if a bee is done under virtually any circumstance, we're going to see that it's enough to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. So we're going to start again from Tanya Yidach. It's about two-thirds of the way down on Nun Beis Amud Beis. Tanya is the second word on the line. So Tanya Yidach, Hacholetz liyavimto, if a person does chalitza on his yevama v'chazav v'kitcha, and then he goes and gives her a kedushin, he does a kedushin on her. So Rabbi Yomar, m'kitcha l'shem isha, isha tzricha menu get. If he's mekadesh her l'shem isha, then she requires a get, because he's not trying to capitalize on any zika. He rather just wants to be mekadesh the woman in a regular kedushin. But l'shem yavmus, ain't tzricha menu get. But says Rabbi, if he's mekadesh her l'shem yavmus, then she doesn't require a get. Why? Because if he's mekadesh her l'shem yavmus, that kedushin is totally on there being a zika. There is no zika left because the guy already did the chalitza. Therefore, the kedushin is meaningless, and he does not require, and she does not require a get to go free. The chachamim omrim, the chachamim argue, and they say ben shekitcha l'shem ishas, ben shekitcha l'shem yavmus, tzrichem en a get. Whether the kedushin l'shem ishas or l'shem yavmus, she requires a get. Zamar Rav Yosef, so my time at the Rebbe. So what's the reason? What's the reason for Rebbe who says that if he's mekadesh her l'shem yavmus, she does not require a get, but if he's mekadesh her l'shem isha, she does require a get, because asua ka'oder menichsei ager, they make him like an oder menichsei ager, uchsavar shalohen, and he thinks that it's his own field that he's being oder in. So again, what's this case? So we explained yesterday that if a ger dies, a ger has no yarshim. So if a ger dies, the way to be kona the ger's possessions is to make a chazaka in the ger's possessions. So let's say the ger has a field, and the ger's dead, and now you go into the ger's field and you start hoeing, you start moving around the dirt in the ger's field. So really, that should be a valid way to make a chazaka in the ger's field. However, the catch is, you don't realize that it's the ger's field, you think that it's your field. So you don't have in mind to be kone the ger's field with this act of a chazaka, because you think you're just working on your field. So the Gemara there says, delokani, so you are not kone. So in other words, so therefore, over here, if you are going to give her a get, l'shem yavmus, then you're doing something that, theoretically speaking, technically speaking, could be a valid act of kedushin if only you had kavanah l'shem ishas, but you have kavanah l'shem yavmus, and therefore what you're trying to effectuate here doesn't work. Samarle Abaya, says Abaya, that's not at all what's happening here. Mi dummy, hasam lo kamachavin lamikni, hacha kamachavin lamikni. That over there, by the case of Oder b'nechse Ager, the point is, because you think it's your field, you don't have in mind to be kona the field with any sort of chazaka, because you think that you're doing nothing more than working your own field. Over here, he has in mind to be kona, he has in mind to be mekadesher, he has in mind the wrong kedushin, but he still has in mind to be mekadesher, so it's not exactly on all fours with the case of Oder b'nechsei Ager, uchsavar shalohein, holodamya, elala Oder b'nechsei Ager, zev, uchsavar shalger acher, hu dekani. It's more like a case, it's more akin to a case where he's Oder in the nechasim of one ger, he's Oder in the field of one ger, but he doesn't realize that it belongs to this ger, he thinks the field belongs to another ger. So in other words, he has in mind to be kone, he has in mind that he's being kone b'nechsei Ager, the catch is, he has in mind that he's kone the nechasim of the wrong ger, But the case over there is, Dekani, where he is Kones, so too over here, if you're doing an act of Kedushin on the woman, you're having in mind to be Kone her, even though you're having in mind to be Kone with the wrong Maisa Kedushin, it should work. In other words, even if you're Kone L'Shem, even if you're Mekadesh L'Shem Yavnos, according to Rebbe, she should still require a get. It's not a case where he's Mekadesh or L'Shem Yavnos. He says that I want to be Mekadesh you b'maymer Yavmin. In other words, he's not even using the standard formulation of a Kedushin. He's using a formulation of Kedushin which is only Shayich in the case of Yibam where there is some sort of Zika left. So Rebbe Safar Maimar Ilave Zika Karami, that Maimar rests on the Koach of the Zika, Vasoi Chalitza Afkase Lezika, and the Chalitza came and wrecked whatever Zika there was, it did away with whatever Zika there was, and therefore, if you're Mekadesh or L'Shem Yavmus, that's why it doesn't work. And the Rabbanan say that no, the Maimar doesn't necessarily rest solely on the Zika. They each stand independently. Meikara, and before you did the Chalitza, Ilu Amar Lo Eskachili B'Maimar Yavim Mila Mahani. If before you did the Chalitza and you said, I'm Mekadesh you B'Maimar Yavmin, would it not have helped? Sahashanami Mahani, therefore now it also helps, even though you did the Chalitza in the interim, which broke the Zika. According to the Chachamim, the Maimar Yavmin, because it would have worked before the Chalitza, therefore it also works after the Chalitza. So Rava Amar Rava says, no, I don't agree with that. Either B'maimer Yavmin, Kuliyama lo pligi demahani. If he said B'maimer Yavmin, then everybody would agree that it does help, even Rebbe. Why? Because Maimer, according to Rebbe, is Omed al Atzmo. Maimer stands on its own, because even though it's not the prototypical form of Kedushin, it still is a valid form of Kedushin Drabonon that has the ability to work, even independent of the Zika. Where the guy actually says, I want to be Mekadesh you Bezikas Yavin, so he's trying to act on the Zika, which he mistakenly believes is still extant. So Rebbe Sava, Rebbe says, Yesh Zika. Rebbe says that there is Zika. Vasoi Chalitza, generally speaking, Yesh Zika, Vasoi Chalitza, Afkase Lezika. And the Chalitza comes, and the Chalitza terminates the Zika, and therefore, when you're trying to capitalize on a Zikas Yavamin after the Chalitza's done, it's impossible because there was a Zika, the Zika was terminated, you can no longer capitalize on that Zika. For Rabbanan Savri, ain't Zika. Then the Rabbanan hold that ain't Zika. Therefore, the power of Chalitza to terminate whatever Kedushin you could have done using the Zika's Yevamin is going to be blunted according to the Rabbanan. They say, ain't Zika me kara, Ilu Amar Le Yiskachili Bezikas Yavmin, had he said, I'm a Kaddishu Bezikas Yavmin, Milo Mahani, would it not have helped? Sahashtanami Mahani. Therefore, now it also helps, even if he doesn't use the formulation of Kedushin, or even if he doesn't use the formulation of Maimur, it's as if he's saying, you are Mekadish to me, you are Mekadish to me through Maimur. Why? Because the Chachamim hold Ein Zika anyways. If the Chachamim say Ein Zika, when he says Eskachili Bezikas Yavmin, it doesn't mean literally that he's trying to use a Zika, because the Chachamim say Ein Zika. So this is like stama case of Maimer, it's stama case of Kedushe Maimer, and as we just saw on Nun Beis Amid Beis, stama case of Kedusha's Maimer, that Rebbe and the Rabbanan would agree that it works because Rebbe and the Rabbanan would agree that it works because they would all agree that Maimer operates independently of the Zika. So that's the way he explains this machlokas, Rebbe and the Chachamim. Rav Shravya says, b'chalitza ksheira, that if the chalitza was a chalitza ksheira, in other words, if the chalitza was the first thing that was done to this yavama, se'idamar li yiskachali bezikas yavamin, and then he goes and says that I'm a kadesh you bezikas yavamin, he's trying to work on a zika here, he's trying to capitalize and build on a zika, kuli amalo pligi delomahani. Everybody would agree that it wouldn't help because there was a Zika. The Chalitza Kshera came and terminated the Zika. You can no longer work to expand and capitalize on that Zika. V'hacha b'chalitza psula kamifligi. Over here they're arguing on a Chalitza psula. So what again is a Chalitza psula? So we've been seeing in the Gemara, building on the Mishnah, Chalitza psula is a case where you gave a get at first, and then you do the chalitza. So in other words, when the chalitza is done, there was a less than ideal zika that the chalitza was working to terminate. So they're arguing whether an act of kedushin can take effect after a chalitza psula was done. So marsav a chalitza psula poteres. One says that a chalitza psula paters the woman. In other words, she goes free with a chalitza psula. That's what Rebbe says, and therefore after that the kedushin doesn't work. Umar savar chalitza psula ena poselas. And the Chachamim say that a chalitza psula does not pater the woman. In other words, does not allow the woman to go free, because the power, the koach of a chalitza psula, is not as strong as the koach of a chalitza kshera. Therefore, Rebbe, who says that a chalitza psula works, will say, look, you did a chalitza. After a chalitza, you can't go be mekadesh the woman because you broke the zika. But the Chachamim will say that a chalitza psula is eino poteres. A chalitza psula does not work to sever the zika bond between him and the yavama. And therefore, if you try to be mekadesh the woman after giving her a chalitza psula, the kedushin will work because there still is a shemetz of the zika left to build on and to turn into that kedushin and to capitalize and to build the kedushin on. So Ravashi then says a different way of explaining the machlokas. The kuliyama chalitza psula ina pateres. Everybody says that a chalitza psula does not pater the woman, and it doesn't really work. V'hacha v'yesh tnai b'chalitza kamiflagi. Over here, they're arguing whether you can attach a tnai to the chalitza. So, in other words, let's say, for example, Rashi explains the case like this. So, you say that I'm going to do a chalitza, but the chalitza is going to be valid only if you give me $200. So he's basically trying to extort her. So the question is, does that tnai work? So Mar Savar Yesh Tnai Bechalitza. So the Chachamim will say Yesh Tnai Bechalitza. Umar Savar Ain Tnai Bechalitza. And Rebbe will say Ain Tnai Bechalitza. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains the cases like this. So you say that I am going to give you a chalitza almanas that you give me $200, and then she doesn't fulfill the tnai. The tnai is not fulfilled because she doesn't give him the $200. So the question is that a valid chalitza or not? So Rebbe says, ain't tnai b'chalitza. Rebbe says that we are not going to attach any tnai to the chalitza, and therefore the chalitza is going to be valid even though the tnai wasn't mekuyim. If the chalitza is going to be valid, then it's going to sever the zika. And if it severs the zika, then according to Rebbe, you're not going to be able to be mekadesh the woman after the zika, bezikas yavmin, after the zika has already been terminated. According to the Chachamim, ein tnai b'chalitza. The Chachamim say, we don't care about a tnai b'chalitza. We don't pay attention to a tnai b'chalitza. Therefore, even though the tnai wasn't fulfilled, Rebbe says, ain't tnai b'chalitza, therefore, even though the tnai isn't fulfilled, the chalitza is valid. If the chalitza is valid, you can't be mekadesh. But the chachamim say, yesh tnai b'chalitza, the chachamim will say, yesh tnai b'chalitza, that the tnai does work, and therefore, if the tnai is not fulfilled, then the chalitza wasn't valid. If the chalitza wasn't valid, there remains a zika, and if there remains a zika, then you can be mekadesh or bezika. So that's what they argue about. They argue about whether yesh tnai b'chalitza or ain't tnai b'chalitza. And Ravina says a little variation and a little gloss on this. Tekuliyama yesh tnai b'chalitza. Everybody can even agree that yesh tnai b'chalitza. In other words, that usually you do have the power to affect the effectiveness of a chalitza with a tnai. V'halcha b'tnai kafel kamiflgi. But over here, they're arguing about whether or not you need a tnai kafel. Marsavar beina tnai kafel. One says that you require a tnai kafel. Rebbe says that you require a tnai kafel. Umar savar lo beina tnai kafel. And the Chachamim say that you don't need a tnai kafel. So Rebbe says, Umar savar lo beina tnai kafel. And v'kagon de lo kfilo tnai. Rashi says, so the argument is whether you need a tnai kafel or not. And the situation is where you were not kofel the tnai. So according to Rebbe, we need a tnai kofel like the B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. So really everybody agrees that you do potentially have the ability to attach a tnai to the chalitza. And if you validly attach a tanai to the chalitza and the tanai is not fulfilled, then that chalitza would not work because you do have the power to condition the effectiveness of the chalitza on a tanai. Over here, the question is, do you require a tanai kofel like the tanai of Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven, im yavor, im lo yavor? Do you have to be kofel? Do you have to double up the tanai and phrase the tanai both in the positive and the negative? Rebbe says, being a tanai kofel. And therefore, if you make, and we're talking about a case where you made a tanai on the chalitza, but you didn't make it in the form of a tanai kafel. So Rebbe says, since you didn't make it in the form of a tanai kafel, then the tanai was invalid. If the tanai was invalid, then the chalitza is going to work, even though the tanai wasn't fulfilled. If the chalitza works, then you can no longer be mekadesh or bezikas yavmin. The chachamim will say that you don't need a tanai kafel. So there is a tanai, you say yesh tanai bechalitza. So you can attach a tanai bechalitza. You didn't say the tanai with a tanai kafel, but no worries according to the chachamim, because you don't have to say it in the Tanai Kafel. So according to the Chachamim, if Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza and you didn't have to use the Tanai Kafel and the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, turns out the Chalitza was invalid. If the Chalitza was invalid, then there is room to have a Kedushin with Zikas Maimer Yavmin even after the Chalitza was done. So that's the final explanation of the Machlokas Rabbi and the Rabbanan, whether you are able to be Mekadesh B'Zikas Maimer Yavmin after you do the Chalitza. Okay, so I think that was like a triple negative. So cholatz v'yasa maimer. So if you says so the Gemara then, so the Gemara then continues cholatz v'yasa maimer v'nasan getu baal. So we had a case of cholatz. First, you did the chalitza, and then either on the same yavama or on a different yavama, or the same yavam or a different yavam, then the other one did gave a get or did maimer or did a bia. So we said that ein achar chalitza klum. But then it was strange, because then the Mishnah said that if Baal, in Baal, and then the other guy, or he on another Yavama, or he on the same Yavama, did a chalitza, or did a maimer, or gave a get, then ein achar bia klum. So the Mishnah gave us the case of both ein achar chalitza klum, and described the case of ein achar bia klum. But when actually stating the rule in the Mishnah, the Mishnah just said, ein achar chalitza klum. So the Gemara is going to pick up on that. V'nisni mar ein achar bia klum. So why don't you also say in the Mishnah that ein achar bia klum? You just told me that if you're baal in the beginning, then nothing else takes effect. If you're choletz in the beginning, then nothing else takes effect. So you should have said, ein achar chalitza klum, v'ein achar bia klum. And in fact, Rashi explains what the Gemara is really asking, is that what you just could have taught me was ein achar bia klum, and I would have known that ein achar chalitza klum, because chalitza is the way that the Torah says I could totally sever my Zika bond between the Yavam and the Yavama. So it should be self-evident that if nothing works after a Bia, then certainly nothing should work after a Chalitza. So Abaye v'Rava, Dami Tavayu, Einachar Bia Klum. So they say Einachar Bia Klum. So they say that, yes. V'tana Didan, Hataras Yavama L'shuk Adifale. So why does the Tana of our Mishnah focus on Einachar Chalitza Klum? Because to him, it's a bigger Chiddush to tell us to teach us this halacha in a situation where the Yavama is going to be muteres l'shuk. In other words, you are right. Whether you do a bia or a chalitza at first, there is nothing that could take effect after the bia or after the chalitza, but he prefers to teach us the halacha in the context of being matur the Yavama l'shuk. That's a bigger inyan to this Tana of our Mishnah. So says the Gemara Vayter, ach echad Yavama achas, ach echad shtei yavamas. Whether we're talking about one yavama, the cases in the Mishnah also apply. If we're talking about two yavamos and one yavam, and then ultimately it said that it even applies if we're talking about two yavams and one yavama. So maznisin d'loka ben azai. So our Mishnah says the Gemara is not like ben azai. Why? The Tanya ben azai omer, because we saw yesterday, actually, when we were in the beginning of yesterday's shiur, when we were going through all of the shitos who held that yesh b'maimer kinyan gomer, that maimer affects a kinyan choshev, that maimer actually affects a kinyan choshev. One of the shitas we saw was ben azai. And ben azai said, yesh maimer achar maimer, there is a case of maimer achar maimer, b'shnei yevamin v'yevama achas, that there is a case of maimer achar maimer by shnei yevamin v'yevama achas, the ein maimer achar maimer b'shnei yevamos v'yevam echad, but there is no case of maimer achar maimer where there is one yavam and two yevamos. So the reason that Ben Azai held the shita was because Ben Azai said that yesh b'maimer kinyan gomer, that the first maimer is kone kinyan gomer. Therefore, when the yavam goes to the first yavama and does a maimer with her, he is kone to the full effect, to the full extent that he could be kone. And and therefore there is nothing left, there is no Zika left that the second Maimer could take effect on. So that's why Ben Azai says that by a case of one Yavam and two Yavamos, that ain't Maimer acha Maimer. So why is our Mishnah not like Ben Azai? So Rashi says, because our Mishnah brought down a machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim, where Rabban Gamliel said, ein get achar get, and ein maimar achar maimar, and the Chachamim said, yesh get achar get, and yesh maimar achar maimar. And remember, our Mishnah had said that the halachos, that the shitos in the Mishnah would obtain and apply, whether it's a case of one yavam and one yavama, or a case of two yavamos and one yavam, or even a case of two yavams and one yavama. So if that's the case, then the shita of the chachamim that yesh maimar achar maimar would apply, even in a case of one yavam and two yavamas, where the chachamim would say, yesh maimar achar maimar, if you go to the second yavama and do a maimar, that maimar does work, which is against Ben Azai, who said that ein maimar achar maimar b'yavamecha v'shtei yavamos. So that's why the Mishnah is not like Ben Azai. So ketzad maimar lezu. So what's the case of Maimer Lezu? So the case in the Mishnah is where he did Maimer with the first Yavama, and then he did Chalitza with a second Yavama. So the first one requires a get, because the Maimer that he did on the first one is valid, so she needs a get, and then the second one requires a Chalitza. So let's say that the Mishnah is a Raya like Shmuel, that the Mishnah supports Shmuel. The Yomar Shmuel, Chalitz Labaimas Maimer, Lo Niftara Tzarasa. That Shmuel says that if you do a Chalitza on the Baalas Maimer, then her tzara is not going to be, then her tzara is not going to be putter. So Shmuel basically says, the Shita of Shmuel generally, we've seen the Shita already in the Masechta, but the Shita of Shmuel is that the Chalitza should be done in its purest fashion. The Chalitza should be done in the best way possible. So if you have a Chalitza that you could do on one Yavama who has never had anything else done with her, who will go free with only this Chalitza, then the Chalitza should be done on her, and, of course, if the Chalitza is done on one Yavama, it patters all of her tzaras. You don't have to do Chalitza on each Yavama. If you do Chalitza on one, it patters all the tzaras. So Shmuel says, better to do Chalitza on a case of pure better to do Chalitza in its pure fashion than to do Chalitza in a slightly impure fashion. And what's a slightly impure fashion? In an adulterated fashion. If you do a chalitza on the woman who you did the maimer with, that's not the best chalitza. Why? Because that woman, in order to go free, needs a get also, because she needs a get to sever the maimer, and then she needs the chalitza to sever the zika. So therefore, if you would do a chalitza on the first woman who got the maimer, according to Shmuel, it wouldn't pater her tzara. So why is our Mishnah raya to Shmuel? Because our Mishnah said, if you did maimer on the first woman, in the case of two yavamos, if you did the maimer on the first woman, so you should give a get to her and do chalitza on the second one. Why do you have to do a chalitza on the second one? So it's a raya to Shmuel, because if you did a chalitza on the first one, it wouldn't pater the second one, because it's not the best form of chalitza possible. So it's a raya like Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Leimim Seilei L'Shmuel, Demar Cholos Abalas Maimer, Leniftara Tzarasa. So you're right, so it's a Raya to Shmuel, so Vatyufta to Rav Yosef, but says the Gemara, it should also be a Tyufta to Rav Yosef, because what Rav Yosef said is La Yishpachadam Me Boro V'Acherim Tzrichem Lo. So we saw this Shita recently as well. So Rav Yosef said, basically, if you have a way of doing a chalitza on one of these yavamas in a manner that's not going to cause an additional person to be puzzled, to be psula l'kuhuna, then better do that, because let's say you're not a kohen, so you don't care, but still, you know, have rachmanis on the kohanim, right? That they should have fewer chalutzos and grushos, and to minimize the pool of eligible women for the kohanim to marry. So what's happening here? What the Mishnah suggested was that you did a maimer on the first woman, and then she requires a get from you, and you do a chalitza on the second woman. So according to Rav Yosef, so what's happening? Both of these women are now going to be psula lakuna. The first one's going to be pasul because she requires a get in order to sever the maimer. So she's going to be psula lakuna because she's a grusha. And the second one's going to be psula lakuna because she's going to be a chalutza. So good, the Mishnah is a raya to Shmuel, but it's a tiyufta on Rav Yosef, because according to Rav Yosef, what should you have done? You should have done a chalitza on the first woman, because the first woman requires a get anyway. So better to do the chalitza on her. You're not going to aser any additional women to kohanim. So Tosfos points out, it's a little bit of a strange kasha, because basically you're trying to play both sides of the argument. You're saying, oh, it's a raya to Shmuel, but it's also a kasha to Rav Yosef. The reason it's a kasha to Rav Yosef is because it's a raya to Shmuel, and Shmuel said that I have to do Yichalisa on the second woman, which is against the sheet of Rav Yosef. So Tosfos explains that what the Gemara is asking is that either it's a raya to Shmuel, or it's a tiyufta to Rav Yosef. Obviously, once I'm holding like Shmuel, that is the diametric opposite to what Rav Yosef would say here, given his shita. But says the Gemara, so it's a tiyufta to Rav Yosef. So says the Gemara, no, it's not. Miktani choleitz. Does it say choleitz that you have to do chalitza on the second woman? Chalatz ktani diavid. It's talking about where Istam, he did a chalitza on the second woman. So it's not a raya against Rav Yosef. It's not a kasha on Rav Yosef who says, oh, you should have done chalitza on the first. You're right, you should have done chalitza on the first woman. So why did he do it on the second woman? That's what he did. It's not telling me, Yalacha, that he has to. Stam, that's what he did. So get lezu, veget lezu. If he gives a get to both of the Yavamos, so they require a chalitza. So what does it mean when we say they require a chalitza? We have to be medayik. So lema masayele le rabba barav huna. So says the Gemara, maybe it's a raya to rabba barav huna. Diyama rabba barav huna, chalitza psula, tzri chalachzor kalachin. Rabba barav huna says that if you have a case of a chalitza psula, then you have to be chozer al kalachin. In other words, what does that mean? That by a chalitza psula, each of the brothers has to go and have the opportunity to do a chalitza. Because the chalitza is a chalitza psula, it's not done in its purest form, it's weaker, and it requires that the act be done by each of the brothers. And what do we say? Tzrichos mimenu chalitza. In other words, that both of them require chalitza. So now that itself is not a raya, but remember, the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that all of the halachos that apply in the case of two yavamos and one yavam apply also to the case of two yavams and one yavama. So if the halach is tzrichos hemenu chalitza, just like in the case of two yavamos, they both require a chalitza, so too in the case of two yavams, they should both be required to do a chalitza. So it's a raya to Rabba Barav Huna, who says that by a chalitza psula, and this is a chalitza psula, because he gave a get to, or both of them gave a get to the yavama, they should both be required to do the chalitza. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. It's not a raya. My tzrichos di alma. What does it mean, tzrichos? It doesn't mean that they both. It doesn't mean that you have to do chalitza on both of them, or that both of the yavams have to do a chalitza. It just means that stam, they require a chalitza. A chalitza needs to be done here. On one of them, he gave a get to two yavamos. A chalitza has to be done. It could be done on only one of them because we don't hold like Rabba Barav Huna, who says that tzri chalachs or a kalachin. So get lezu v'chalatz lezu. So lema m'sayele l'shmuel, b'teyave tuftet Rav Yosef. So again, get lezu v'chalatz lezu. So basically, the cases where you did a mimer, you have to give a get to one and then the chalitz on the other. So we're going to repeat the shaklavatari that we just had. So let's say it's a raya to Shmuel, who says that you have to do the chalitza on the one that you didn't give the get to. It's have a tifta to Rav Yosef, and it should be a kasha Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef would say that you should do the chalitza on the one that you did give the get to. Says the Gemara, miktani choletz chalatz ktani dievet. We're talking about stam. It worked out where you did a chalitza on the woman who you did not give the get to. So you did Maimer on Yavama A, then you had to give her a get, and then you did Chalitza on Yavama B. Good, so Chalatz v'Chalatz, so Chalatz v'Asa b'Maimer. And so the Gemara then, now again, is going to repeat something that we had a couple of minutes ago. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Einach Arbiyaklum? Because you were explaining to me not only cases where you did the Chalitza first, but also cases where you did the Bia first. Sabai Varover, Dami Tavayu, Tni Einach Arbiyaklum. You're right, learn Einach Arbiyaklum. V'tana didan, Ahatoras Yivam L'shuk Adifalei. And our Tana thought it was more of a chiddush to teach me the din of Ataras Yavam Lashuk. And that's why we formulated it using the phraseology of Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. So Bein Yavam Echal L'Shtei Yavamos. So whether it's a case of one Yavam and two Yavamos, that the mimer that one of them will do after the chalitza, or if another person does a mimer, is not going to help. So if you do a chalitza with one of them, and then you go over to the second, and then you go over to the second yavama, and do a mimer, that mimer is not going to work. So says the Gemara like this. So Bishlam al Rav Yochanan, I understand according to Rav Yochanan, Diamar Kula Besa Balavkoi, who says that the entire house is affected with the lav of Kivan Shalabana Shuvlo Yibane. So what does this mean? So what this means is that according to Rav Yochanan, that when one of the brothers does a chalitza, he is doing the chalitza as an agent for all of the other brothers. And just like that brother who did the chalitza, once he did the chalitza, he's done. He can no longer do a ma'isa kinyan on a woman, on the woman, or a ma'isa bia, because he's saddled with the lav of kivan shelo bana shuvlo yibana. Once he elected not to be bona the bayis achiv, which he elected, he so elected by doing the chalitza, he can no longer be tofes a kedushin on the woman. So too, the other brothers, they're also only be'isr lav of kivan shelo bana shuvlo yibana with the yavama, because the yavam who did the chalitza acted as their agent, and so they're all only shayich and isr lav with the yavama. So I understand according to Rav Yochanan, itzrich lashmin and dein kedushin tofsim b'chayve lavin. Therefore, you have to teach me that even if one of the other brothers then goes over to the yavama and tries to do a mimer, the mimer is going to be invalid. The mimer is going to be invalid because the other yavam had already done a chalitza on the woman. So I understand according to Rav Yochanan that they're only b'isr lav. That's why you have to teach me a chiddush that the kedushin of the other brothers is not going to be tofes. Elul Reish Lakish Damar Kula Besa Bi Kares Kai. But according to Reish Lakish, it says that the rest of the brothers are within isr kares. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, the yavam who did the chalitza is not acting as an agent for all the other brothers. He's acting on his own. But once he does the chalitza, there is no Zika bond anymore. There is no opportunity to perform or either Yibum or Chalitza because the Chalitza has already been done. So if he's not acting as an agent for the other brothers, then Lagabe, the other brothers, and the Chalutza, she's not usher to them because of a lav of Kivan Shelo Bona Shuvlo Yibana. They didn't make any election as to what to do, whether to be Bona Bayis Achiv, not be Bona Bayis Achiv. By them, she's an Isser of Eshes Ach. She is actually in the wife of their brother, Shalova Maka Mitzvah, because the Zika bond's already been terminated. So she's got an Isser Kares. So Itzrich Lashmina, Dein Kedushin Tofsim Bechaive Krisis. So really, you have to tell me that once Reuven does Chalitza on Rachel, then Shimon can't go and be Mekadesh Rachel with Mimer. But, hello, Shimon to Rachel to Shimon is Aser B'Isser Kares. Of course, Kedushin is never Tofes B'Isser Kares. So of course the Mimer of Shimon doesn't work. So Itzrich Lashmin, Dein Kedushin Tofsim B'Chayve Krisis, Amar Lechal Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish will say, Ul Tameich, yes, according to you, is it really good? Seifa Diktani, Baal V'Yasa Maimar, in the Seifa where we say Baal V'Yasa Maimar, where one of them does the Bion, then the other one goes ahead and does the Maimar, Itzrich Lashmin, and Dein Kedushin Tofsim Beishas, Dein Kedushin Tofsim Beishas Ish, do you really have to tell me that if Reuven goes and does Bias, he does Yibam, and then Shimon comes and does Maimar on the same woman after Reuven already did Yibam, then Shimon's Maimer is invalid? Is there a Chiddush? If you go over to an Eishes Ish and you try to be Mekadesh and Eishes Ish, is your Kedusha going to be valid? Of course your Kedusha is not going to be valid. So what's the Chiddush that if Reuven did Yibam and then Shimon tries to do Maimer on the same woman that it doesn't work? Of course it's Pashat. Ela Aidi Detani Ataras Yavam Echad V'Yavam Achas. Once you taught me the din of Yavam Echad, of one Yavam and one Yavama, in other words, that the Mimer is not effective after the Chalitza, since after the Chalitza he is subject to the Lav of Kivan Shalabana Shuvlo Yibane. And like Rabbi Akiva, who says that Ein Kedushin Tofsim B'Chayve Lavin, that's why once there's a Isser Lav to do anything with his woman, an attempted Kedushin on this woman is not going to take hold. Tananami Shtei Yavamos V'Yavam Echad. So we also learn the halacha in the case of two Yavamos and one Yavam. V'aydi Ditani Shtei Yavamos V'Yavam Echad. And once we teach me a case of two Yavamas and Yavamecha, Tananami Shtei Yavaman V'Yavama Achas, we also teach a case of two Yavaman and one Yavamas. In other words, what the Gemara is concluding here is that it's not necessarily the case. You don't have to find a chiddush in each case of the Mishnah. In other words, by definition, some of the cases are going to be redundant. Because if you're telling me a halacha that a mimer works or a mimer doesn't work, I need a chiddush to tell me that a mimer doesn't work where it's the same guy who does the chalitza and then does the mimer. It's a chiddush to tell me the mimer doesn't work because it's an iser lav. Is it a chiddush to tell me that the mimer doesn't work after the brother already went and did a yibum on the woman that the second brother's mimer no longer works? No, of course it's not a chiddush because you can't be mekadesh and eshes ish. Similarly, is it necessarily a chiddush to tell me that if one of the brothers does a chalitza, rendering the woman an eshes ach to the other brothers, that the other brothers can't go be mekadesh because ain k'dushin tofsin mechavei krisis? It doesn't necessarily have to be a chiddush, but because it doesn't. You're right. The Mishnah is redundant. It doesn't have to be a chiddush, but that's just the way the Mishnah is formulated. So says the. So concludes the Gemara. So turning over to Negimel Amabez, so Cholas v'yasa Maimer v'nasan get. So says the Gemara like this: Bishlam Cholas v'yasa Maimer. I understand if you did chalitz and then you did Maimer, it's derech. Then you need to teach me this chiddush. Says Alkadai the Chamina Nigzer Maimer the Basar Chalitza to Maimer the Kami Chalitza. I might think that the Maimer should work. Why? Because Maimer works before chalitza, therefore it should have worked after chalitza. Kamash Malan the Logazrinan. It's Kamash Malan that we're not gozer. Elach Cholas v'nasan get lamali. But the case of Cholas v'nasan get and get lamali. Why do we need that case? In other words, the get obviously doesn't accomplish anything. She already got a chalitza, meaning the zika's already broken. Once you've done the chalitza, her krovim asur to the guy and his krovim asur to her. So, what effect could the get possibly have? Again, the effect of the get on a drabana level is that it renders each other's krovim asurim to the other. But over here, each other's krovim are already asurim to the other because they already did chalitza. So, what's the chiddush here of giving a get after a chalitza? So, l'tameich. But according to you, again, is every clause of this Mishnah really a chiddush? A maseifa. Bal v'asar maimar, bal v'nasan get. The case was he did a bia and then he tried to do a maimer. He did a bia and then he gave a get. So and then he gave a get. So again, if he did the bia, then she and the bia was first. Then she is take it. She is his wife, right? Because he did the mitzvah of yibam. And if you give her a get, then that's the way you sever a regular marriage. And so too, a yibam marriage that's done through yibam, you can sever with a get. So bishlam abal v'nasan get. I understand by the case of abal v'nasan get. Itzrich, you have to teach me this case. Halkadek lamina nigzer get the basar bila. Also get the kame bila. I might think that where goes or a get that's after bia atu a get that's before bia. Meaning what? Says Rashi. Meaning that she would require a chalitza because just like if you gave a get before bia, she would require a chalitza. So too, if you give a get after bia, she should still require a chalitza to break some sort of zika. Kamash malan de lo gazrinan. Kamash malan that we're not gozer because once you do the yibum, she's your full fledged wife. Once she's your full fledged wife, she goes free with a get and does not require chalitza. Of a bal v'asar maimer lamali, but bal v'asar maimer, why would you need that case? In other words, what havamina would I have that a maimer is going to be effective after I took the woman as my full-fledged wife through bia? Ela I did the tane chalatz v'asar maimer. Oh, because you taught me a case of chalatz v'asar maimer that it doesn't work. Tananami bal v'asar maimer. I'm also going to teach me a case of bal v'asar maimer that it doesn't work. V'aydi the boy lemisni bal v'nasan get. And after you have to teach me that bal v'nasan get, that she goes free with a get and a get alone and doesn't require chalitza. Tananami chalatz v'nasan get. So we also teach me a case of chalatz v'nasan get that the get is invalid after the chalitza. So again, it's not that every case of this Mishnah has to necessarily be a chiddush, but for some purposes of symmetry, we go through all of these cases. So says the Gemara, Bizman Shehi, so the Mishnah had brought a machlokas to Tanakama and Reb Nechemia, where the Tanakama said that Ein lach arbiya klum, only if the bia is performed first. But if the bia is a bia psula, in other words, if he first gave a get and then did the bia, then yeshach arbiya klum. Then the bia is not as strong and things can be tofes after the bia. But Rav Nechemia said, Ein lach arbiya klum, no matter whether the bia was performed in the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. So Masis and Loki Hai Tana. So the Mishnah is not like this Tana, says the Gemara. The Tanya, Abba Yosei ben Yochan, and Ishru Shalayim, Omer Mishum Rav Meir, Achaz bila v'achaz chalitza, both a bia and a chalitza, betchila en acharei klum. If it's a bia chalitza kshera, then ein acharav klum. Be'emtzo v'sof, yesh acharei klum. However, if the bia or the chalitza is in the middle or at the end, then a subsequent act can take effect. Ushlosha machlokas bedavar. Tanakama savar bia dika l'migzar gazrinan. Tanakama says that by a bia, where there is room to be gozer, we are gozer. So what does this mean? So we saw earlier in the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, so if the bia after a get was fully effective, then people might come to do a bia even after a chalitza. Therefore, they say no, a bia after a get is not fully effective, so that they should know once you do the chalitza, you're out of luck. You can no longer do a bia with this woman. And if a bia after a maimer with a different yavama was fully effective, then people might come to do a bia after a bia with a different yavama, which is obviously also a problem. Therefore, the rabbanim were gozer that in either case the bia doesn't fully dissolve the zika unless it's a bia kshera. So b'chalitza deleka lemigzar lo gozrina, but by chalitza where there is no basis to be gozer, then we're not gozer. What does it mean there's no basis to be gozer? Again, the Gemara earlier explained that by a chalitza there was no harm in doing a multiple act of chalitza, so there's no need to be gozer that if one does a chalitza after a bia or a maimer, it shouldn't work, because the Mishnah teaches us that you also need a get in order to release the maimer. So in other words, by chalitza there's no confusion. By bia there's a potential for confusion that if we say that the bia could work after a get, people might think also that the bia could work after a chalitza. And if you do a bia after a chalitza, you're up a creek. You're in big problems. By a chalitza, no matter when the chalitza is, it has the ability to take effect. There's no reason to be gozer. There's no problem doing a chalitza also second or third in line. Why? Because everybody knows that if you did an act of kedushin, that in addition to the chalitza, you're going to require a get. Rav Nechemia says, Bia nami lek lemigzar, that there's also no basis to be gozer by bia. Uchadamrik ligzar bia achar get, mishum bia achar chalitza. I thought you just told me that I have to be gozer a bia achar get, lest a person come to do a bia after a chalitza. So keep in the chalitza daraisa, mida yada. No, because you don't have to make a gzera. People will know that a bia cannot take effect after a chalitza, because the psukim of chalitza are written in the Torah. So the guy is basic enough talmud chacham to know that once he does chalitza, he's out of luck. He can't do anything else with a woman. You also told me that I should be gozer, the bia achar maimer doesn't work, lest a person come to do two acts of bia on the yavamos. So kivan the bia daraisu, no, because bia is also the daraisadika way of being kona the yavama, mida yade. People will know that you can only do it once and not twice. Rabbi Yosef bin Chanan, savarlak rabbanan, the gazer bia, the gazer chalitza mishum bia. And Rabbi Yosef bin Chanan, who says that both a bia and a chalitza only work if it's in the beginning, but not if it's in the end. So he says, well, you already see that there is a shita who says that we are gozer by bia, that we have to be careful and make sure that people understand that the act of bia is not finally and permanently effective unless it's done in the beginning. So he also says, and we're gozer chalitza atu bia, even though really there was no reason to say that a chalitza shouldn't be effective even if it's done in the middle, but we're gozer, since we say that a bia is only effective if it's done in the beginning, so too a chalitza is only effective if it's done in the beginning. Hadron alach Rabban Gamliel. Probably the hardest, shortest parak that I ever was experienced. But anyway, on to the next parak, sixth parak. So abal yivim to abem b'shogeg bem b'mezit. Just let's learn the Mishnah, maybe a little bit of Gemara. So if a person does bia on his yivama, bem b'shogeg, whether it's b'shogeg, and what's b'shogeg? He doesn't realize he's having a bia. No, he realizes he's having a bia, but he thinks he's having a bia with his wife or with another woman who's not the yivama. Bem b'mezit, what's b'mezit? In other words, he's not miskaven l'shem mitzvah, he's miskaven l'shem znus. Bein ba'ones, we're going to see in the Gemara what ones is. Bein baratzon. Afilu hu shogeg vi mezida. Even if it's he's a shogeg and she's a mezid, hu mezid vi shogeges, he's a mezid and she's a shogeg, hu onus vi lo anusa, he anusa vu lo anus. In all of these permutations, it's going to be a valid bia. Echad amara, whether it's done with only tchilas bia, echad agomer, or if it's done with sof bia as well, Kana, then he's kon error in yibum, velo chilek ben bia labia. And we're not mechalek ben bia labia, Rashi explains ben bia kadarka and ben bia shalok kadarka. A bia in any form or fashion with any kavana is going to do the mitzvah. It's going to affect the mitzvah. V'chein, habal achas mikola raya shebetorah. Just like it's a kula here, it's also a chumra in other cases. Anybody who's bal, any of the raya shebetorah, or psulos, or any of the psulos, what are the psulos? In other words, anybody who renders you pasul lakuna, kigon almana lakoin gadol, grusha pachalutza lakoin hede, mamberes venesina li yisrael, basashrol lamamzer lanasin, paslav lochilik ben bia labia. That she apostles you, or it's an act of arayos that's usser, whether It's done ba'ones baratzim b'shogeg b'mezik k'darka shalokadar kamara gamar bia. It's considered to be a valid act of bia in each case. So says the Gemara, my afilu. So what does it mean? What does it mean afilu? The Mishnah had said that afilu hu shogeg v'mezida. Even if he, you already told me, if you come on, if you are ball the if you're ball the avama, whether it's b'shogeg b'mezid ba'ones baratzon, it's going to be a way of fulfilling the mitzvah. So what's the chiddush here of afilu? Even if he's a shogeg, she's a mezid. So says the Gemara like this: Lomi boy kamar, lomi boy hu shogeg v'chamachavnu lemitzvah. Not only if it's in a case where he's a shogeg, he thinks it's his wife, but she's mekavin to the mitzvah. Inami hu mezid, or he does it l'shem znus v'chamachavnu lemitzvah, and she's mekavin to the mitzvah. El afilu hu shogeg v'mezida. Even if he's a shogeg and she's a mezid, the tarvayu lo kamekavnu l'shem mitzvah, that both of them are not being mekavin l'shem mitzvah. Afilu hachi kana. Nonetheless, even though none of them have the proper kavana, he's still kona. It's still a way of performing the mitzvah. Tani Rav Chiya, afilu shneim shogegin shneim mezidim shneim anusim. You're right that both, even if both of them are shogegin, even if both of them are mezidim, they're both mimis kavim l'shneim znos. Even if they're both anusim, still they are performed the mitzvah of yibum with this maisa bia. And Moshe is going to continue tomorrow discussing what exactly the case of anus in the Mishnah is.